What is happening, everybody? Welcome to Season 4, Episode 16 of Sports Bar Talk. Alright, the Super Bowl is done and dusted. Congratulations to the Seattle Seahawks on winning another Super Bowl title and avenging the Super Bowl loss they suffered against those very same New England Patriots 11 years ago. It was a really good, well, it was kind of a boring game. I feel like there was more excitement in this game than the other Super Bowl Seattle had won against Denver. But nonetheless, it was not entertaining. You had action in the fourth quarter. Well, first off, a lot of field goals early on. I believe the first 9 points of the game were all Seattle field goals. And then you had, in the fourth quarter, Darnold finds A.J. Barner for the game's first touchdown. And then a game kind of broke out. Drake May, the Patriots go right down the field. They find Mac Hollins for a touchdown. But that was about the only meaningful offense the Patriots had generated the whole game. If you had watched it, you know what Super Bowl it reminded me of? The last Super Bowl that was in Santa Clara, the Carolina-Denver one. You know, it was very defensive. We had the MVP went to Von Miller. It was a defensive MVP. And Peyton Manning just did what he had to do to win the game. They had great run play and whatnot, and their defense led the way. Cam Newton and the Carolina offense, who had been really good all year long, just couldn't find a rhythm, and they couldn't really get anything going. I felt like that's what we had in this game a little bit. Now, I know, granted, all the experts called this to a T. They said Seattle will probably win this going away. I had said, let's pump the brakes on that. I still believe in Drake May. They've got offensive weapons, and I think they can make enough plays to keep it interesting, and that Patriots defense is pretty good. Well, the Patriots defense was good, but you can only go so long until the dam breaks, per se. And that's when Darnold found Barner. Kenneth Walker had some big runs. He even had a touchdown. They got called back due to a holding penalty. But and he was the well-deserved MVP. But if you'd have told me the Seahawks would win in dominant fashion and Jackson Smith and Jigba would not have a big game, I'd say, wow, this game was probably closer. Would probably have been closer than a lot of people think. And that wasn't the case. The Seattle did it running the ball mainly, the occasional pass play, and then the defense. It was old-school football heads would have loved this football game, the defensive-minded guys, because the defense carried them. And Jason Myers, with all the field goals, you could make a case Jason Myers could have been the Super Bowl MVP, the place kicker. As for the Patriots, it's going to be hard for them to get back next year. Tough schedule as far as opponents are concerned. We don't know when exactly the schedule, like dates and stuff. We won't know that till a couple months from now. But we'll see if the Patriots can get back. I know the closest thing we have to this is Cincinnati. Yes, they made it back to the conference championship game the next year, but they haven't even been back to the playoffs since that conference championship game. And I know a lot of it has to do with, you know, injuries, you know, being decimated, Burrow getting hurt, and not a lack of an O-line. I still believe in Cincinnati and that they can get back to the big game. But they have a lot to do. But in terms of the game, we'll see with New England. I think they can get back there, you know. Vrabel now knows what it's like in a Super Bowl. Those guys have the experience now. They'll make the necessary adjustments. You know Robert Kraft will do anything he can to get another Super Bowl. Vrabel knows what it's like now. So we'll see. Do I think Drake May will be back in the Super Bowl in his career? Probably. It'll be very interesting to see. They have a good team. But also, the AFC is going to be a whole lot tougher next year. Buffalo's going to be reloaded. You got a healthy Patrick Mahomes coming back, most likely. Burrow and the Bengals, obviously. Who knows what the Ravens are going to do this offseason. So it is going to be a long road, I believe, for the Patriots. And in terms of the game, great production out of NBC. I thought they nailed it out the park. The intro with all the MVPs to commemorate the Super Bowl, the 60th Super Bowl, seeing both Mannings, Tom, Lynn Swan, so you had to get some Steeler flair in there as well. Jerry Rice, Steve Young, Joe Montana. I believe Steve Young went out there. I know Montana did. And then it led right into the Green Day pregame concert, which was amazing, as they always are. But I thought NBC production-wise did really well. Sometimes it felt like a normal game in terms of production, a normal week 7 game. But I don't mind that as much. Tirico still delivered. And how about the job Tirico did? We mentioned him going and doing the waking up for Lindsey Vonn, which that was a horrific incident, her crashing at the Alpine skiing. Does the Super Bowl, hosts the primetime Olympic coverage from the field there at the Super Bowl. And then I did not realize this part. So they all jumped on. I think I knew this part. At about 1 o'clock California time, all the NBC staffers that were there working the Super Bowl and heading to Milan boarded a plane. They flew to Italy to cover the Olympics. The next night, not 24 hours after calling the Super Bowl, he was on hosting Olympic primetime coverage for NBC. There is no one who is better at jumping from sport to sport in sports broadcasting than Mike Tirico. I mean, for all I know, the night after the Olympic closing ceremonies, he's probably going to be doing an NBA game. He's probably going to fly here and do an NBA game for Peacock. That's how versatile he is. And I bet he'll be doing a lot of golf. The Players is coming up in March. He'll have the NBA and the NBA playoffs. He's doing the Triple Crown for horse racing. So versatile. So versatile. And when they had the Indy 500 race, he was the host for the Indy 500 on NBC. So, versatile. Bad Bunny was great. The national anthems were great and all the American songs. Just a great Super Bowl. And Seattle's the champions. Kenneth Walker is your MVP. He was dominant. An unlikely team at the beginning of the year that we expected to be the Super Bowl champions. But they were the most dominant team all year when you look at it on paper. Very deserving champions too, the Seattle Seahawks. So, Seahawks are your Super Bowl champions. In terms of football talk here in the offseason, a little bit of a break. I know we have the scouting combine in a couple weeks. Free agency. The tampering window opens up in about a month. And then we are about 2.5 months away from the draft, which is in beautiful Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I'm hoping to be there. Maybe we'll do an on-site episode if I could get a credential with the NFL. Maybe we'll do one on-site. Who knows? But that's what it looks like football-wise for this podcast. And then in terms of other sports we'll cover the golf as well. WWE, occasionally some UFC. We'll talk a little NBA. I know we have the All-Star game this weekend, but I'm kind of checked out with the NBA a little bit. I'm watching it, obviously, but there's not much to watch in the NBA regular season. The playoffs is when most people tune in. And of course, we have March Madness coming up next month. Who could forget? So a lot to come on the podcast, but let's go with a little Winter Olympic update. A lot has been going on. I just watched the men's doubles luge. The Italians won. They swept actually the women's doubles luge and the men's doubles luge. Your winners for that competition, if I can get their full names here, that would be terrific. I'm just seeing first initials. I watched it. It came down to the Americans were running in the men's doubles luge. And it looked like they were going to steal gold from the Italians, but they hit a wall at the end, near the end of the sled riding track, or whatever you call that, the skating center, or whatever you call the luge track. And I thought for a second we had a chance to steal it, and not quite. So, no luck there. If I could find these people's names, that'd be great. Medals. So right now, let's talk about the medal table, actually. Right now, Norway is the most medals with 13. They have 7 golds as well. And then the U.S. has 11. Or no, they're tied for second with Italy, but Italy has more total medals with 13. Let's see here. Let's find the luge. Because this was fascinating. So it was Italy, but we don't have people's names. Austria finished second. So, oh my goodness. The men didn't even get in the top three. They were close. They were close. And then you had Italy in the women's win as well. Other events I've loved watching. I watched a little snowboard half pipe this afternoon, qualifying for the men. I know the women have their final tomorrow. You have Chloe Kim, who is dating Miles Garrett, actually. So, she's dominant at her sport. Can't wait to watch that. We had mixed doubles curling. USA came up short in that. They finished the silver. They lost to the Swedish team. Italy got the bronze medal, however. And I know the men's doubles curling started today. So, yeah. A lot of good Winter Olympic stuff. Again, when you wake up, there's probably an event on. You know, most of us live in the Eastern time zone. So, it's about 5 to 6-ish hours ahead of us. So, a lot of the events go on until about 5 o'clock Eastern time. And then, of course, primetime at night on NBC with Tirico. He gets you caught up on all the action you've got, of course. And they mainly show the snowboarding, the figure skating, all those good events as well. Men's hockey started today. I've been catching a little bit of that. Italy and Sweden are playing right now. Not much of a contest, though. Big story, NHL players allowed back in the Winter Olympics for the first time since 2014. So I am looking forward to watching Canada play just for Sidney Crosby, but should be fun as well. So that is the Winter Olympics. All right, restaurant of the week. And we're going to a sports bar here in the Michigan area. Now, I know they have, I believe they still have two locations. I know they had one in Troy. I'm not sure if it's they still have one in Troy, but it says here they have a pub in Shelby Township. Now, the location I've been to is a sports grill, and it's on Rochester Road in Rochester Hills. 3260 South Rochester Road, to be exact. It is CJ Mahoney's Sports Grill in Rochester Hills. Now, I've only been here once. It was about right before Christmas. Me and my dad went Christmas shopping for my mother. And we needed a place to go eat after we had shopped at the Target. And this was one of the only places that was open till like 2 a.m. And it's a sports bar. And we needed a good excuse to have a father-son bonding moment at a bar. So, we chose CJ Mahoney. So, here's what we need. You need to get when you get there. Now, if you go on Tuesday nights, it's Euchre night. So, the place is a little bit crowded. Now, when we went, it was also December 23rd, and so everyone back in town, a lot of high school reunions going on and stuff, family reunions per se, but when we went, I think we got the spinach artichoke dip. I can't remember, or we got the Southwest egg rolls. I really don't remember what we got. I need to look this up. Or we didn't get an appetizer. I can't remember. Maybe not. Maybe we didn't get any appetizers. I can't remember. But I bet the spinach dip is really good. I can tell you what I got though from my main course. I got wings, boneless wings and fries. 16 boneless wings, by the way. I got parm garlic and teriyaki. And the teriyaki was really good. The garlic parm was also pretty good, too, as well. And it came with blue cheese, and I believe it's homemade blue cheese. So, really good as well. The fries were really good. I believe they were double-coated. But, just a really good restaurant. Really good place. I think my dad got a burger when we went. I cannot remember. We got my mom a salad. We were nice enough to bring her something to go, even though it was 10 o'clock at night. But really good, you know, they also, they have a bunch of, they have fish and chips, they have a bunch of pastas. This Cajun chicken penne alfredo looks really good. They've got burgers, sliders, a lot of really good stuff. Sweet potato fries, just a great American sports bar menu. A good alternative if you're in the Michigan area and you know, and you want to go to a sports bar, but it's not B-dubs. It's a good fare, and it's, the prices are fairly reasonable, too. as well. I mean, I'm looking at some of these burgers. They're like a patty melt's $15. Maybe some of these burgers that look like they should be a little like $20 or $16. So it's reasonable and it's pretty good food as well. So that is CJ Mahoney's. All right, thank you for tuning into this week's episode of Sports Bar Talk. I'll see you next week. And this is Sports Bar Talk, where we got the best seat in the house.